I don't even know what I'm doing here. I could just use the internet or my book.
Why, hello there, oh looker, the entrance of the store comprised entirely of guilty and sometimes illegal adult pleasures.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you...
the owner of this fine shop of wonders. And disco every third week of the month starting at 11 p.m.
I'm just going to go order online or something.
You kids have it so easy today with your pornography emporiums and intrawebs. Back in my day, we had to walk 20 miles in the snow carrying our siblings to exchange at the self-gratification farmer's market. And there weren't any windows covered in one-way cellophane, oh no. Every man, woman, and child pretending to be a man had to ring the shame bell and announce their name and how much they intended to spend. And sometimes it was the group gratification farmer's market, if you catch my drift. Have you ever seen a Roman orgy? Yeah, it was freakier than that. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, baby, that's the spot. I remember my first time when I was but a wee lad of 34.
Okay, that's all right. I really don't need to hear more.
Just moved out of my mother's basement, armed with naught but a Frostmourne reproduction sword. Yeah, I haggled for hours, but I finally got my carving of B. Arthur and Captain Nemo on fine mahogany, and I had it glazed, too. See? Right here. Preserved for all time. So that's why I decided to make my own store, the best little porn store that ever was. Sadly, I had to exchange my illicit parchments of Christopher Lloyd fan art for a rare copy of Count Chocula and the Trix Rabbit. Doughboy... Dow Jones, Dowgen, whatever they call it, right next to the Shakespeare Tavern. Oh, those Shakespearean actors, they're a freaky bunch. Those card pieces aren't just for historical accuracy, if you catch my drift.
Are you telling that story again?
Luxine, I was looking for the Applebee's and never was.
Of course you were, bookworm, and I'm here for a personal massager. Did you get the shipment yet?
One buzzy 5,016 AA batteries for you.
Actually, I don't need any batteries. One of the benefits of having power over electricity.
All right then. Now, if you'll just give me a moment to get this cabinet open with one hand.
Do yourself a favor. Don't ask.
But...
crush your natural curiosity.
Hey, Alden. Very freaky guy. What happened to your other hand?
Oh, absolutely nothing. I always work one-handed behind the counter of my fabulous adult entertainment emporium and grill on the 4th of Tuesday every month unless it's a leap year. That's just how I roll.
Oh. Well, I guess you're just that good at your job then, huh?
Not exactly.
I'll just go back to the stifling horror of the castle rather than the unimaginable terror that awaits me here. Then... oh.
So you like that one, huh?
No, of course not. It's not even in my color. I thought this was Applebee's.
Well, then this is a great big serving of something incredibly bad for you.
And it glows in the dark!
Hi, I'm just dropping by to pick up... oh, it's you.
No, it isn't. I thought this was Apple...
yeah, sure. Look, I was never here, you were never here.
But I was here.
So was I! So will that be the new issue of Cuffs and Collars?
Yeah, I'm just picking this up for Samus, you know. I'm not at all interested in the fall line of lockable collars at all. Ooh.
Yes, yes, cash only, then move along. So you buying that nifty little gadget you had your eye on, emo boy?
What was that?
It's, still not... Lexaeus.
Might he be free for some plastic casting at some point in the future?
What?!
Oh, I'm bored of you already. What else do you have in today?
Well, what are you looking for?
Vinyl and leather in a sweet dungeon setting. Black velvet floggers and stockings with netting, squirming and pleading, all tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Shiny vibrators and self-warming oils, cages and cock rings, and I'll take the spoils. Horns on a headband and big demon wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in sheer nighties and red satin sashes, counting each strike as they take their lashes, squealing and squeaking the way my hand stings. These are a few of my favorite things. When the mood strikes, when the crop stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I just feel so bad.
Sorry I asked.
Ring up and shut up.
I'll take this.
Massage oil in a gallon jug, eh?
All that reading makes me tense.